Madison Plains Board of Education.
Mrs. Cooley?
Here.
Mr. Dodds?
Here.
Mr. Butts?
Here.
Mr. Hunter?
Here.
Mr. Morlock?
Present.
Mr. Hall's present.
Mr. Dodds, would you please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, ready to go on item number three, board work session.
Madam President, I just have a quick thing to announce. I got back from Washington, D.C. yesterday as part of the Advocacy Institute that the National School Board Association was putting on. I was with a conglomerate of probably close to 50 Ohio representatives that we had, and we all had an opportunity to meet and greet and ask questions to Senator Brown and Senator Portman. And personally, I had met with another guy, Ed Penrod, from I think the Hocking Hills area, and we met with Mr. Stivers, our congressman representing our district, and had opportunities to ask him questions and talk to him about some of the concerns that we had with federal mandates and federal funding that is being dwindled away, and the importance that he needs to place on keeping those funds available to us so that we can help some of our constituents not pay so much in the levies and the taxes that they have to pay on their property. I think all the meetings went really well. Sunday and Monday was sessions that you can go to try to learn how to be a better advocate for schools. They had a lot of websites that you can go to get some help with that, to find out who is funding or who's backing the push against public schools, more for charter schools. They had great speakers, great sessions. It was a busy, worthwhile 3 full days that I had down there, and I'm looking forward to doing it again. So.
Thank you.
Madam President, I just have one question for Mr. Hall. How are we coming on finding out about that electric?
In the 4-6?
Yeah, engineers been getting with you on that? And
we are getting close. They have presented plans, and we looked at the plans and made a couple modifications. We asked them to reconsider. So we should be getting close to the bid.
So we will be able to bid that out, hopefully, before the end of the year?
Oh, yes.
Okay, at least the electric side, right?
We hopefully.
Because there's a lot of stages to this. I understand that, but I wanted to at least try to get something started. So the electric side.
What we're looking at is once we get the specifications, then we will bid out units that takes care of our HV heating needs. Okay. That'll be a bid. The wiring will be a bid. Then the changeover from the electrical, the main panel, will be a separate bid. So yes, I know you're eager, and so am I. But
that's all I have.
We think it should be ready by when school starts, Mr. Hunter.
Okay,
That's our goal right now. We hopefully will maybe try to install some of them and have it online, have as much done as we can, so when we change the electric panel, it's ready to go. I can give you more as soon as I get the breakout.
Thank you.
Now we are to. Yeah, we're open to the public communication. We have no one signed in to speak. Anyone need to speak that's here? Okay. So we'll move on to the superintendent's report.
Thank you, Mrs. Cooley. I want to thank the board for coming in, take the time to come in to talk about the Calamity Days. If I might just take a minute to give you an update. This is our 12th day that we've been out. We've been out 4 delays, which if you add those up, that's probably another day. And we have a concern that we're getting to the time of the year when culminating things are happening in our school with our kids that certainly will, we think will impact them. Number one being end of course exams, the OAA, and just assure the board, we don't teach and do everything just to pass tests or OAA, but that's what we're graded on. So we're looking at any way possible to do some things educational-wise to get kids caught up as much as they can. So again, thank you for coming out tonight. I want to thank Karen for being the only one around here today. We have met with the MPEA on the other side. They have our full blessing. And what I've asked Karen to do, our curriculum director, is to give the board an overview of actually where we're going, how this is going to work. And I think you'll find that there's going to be a lot of integrity and a lot of expectations. It's just not busy work. That's not our goal, is to give kids busy work or give parents, involve parents in busy work. So Karen, if you want to...
The document that I handed to you, titled Madison Plains Local School District Blizzard Bag Procedure, is an agreement that we have with the Madison Plains Education Association, our teachers union. And like Mr. Hall said, we met with them Friday afternoon. They voted and agreed to it, and I believe Mr. Hall has a signed copy of Ms. Hiram's signature in agreement with that. So just to give you... a quick overview, I know Mr. Hall said we've been out 12 days. We're optimistic that the legislature will grant us 3 or 4 more days. Both of those numbers are in discussion right now. That will not be enough to make up days. And we will, you know, we are in this situation now that we're making up more days into June. By Ohio law, we're allowed to do 3 days using alternative lessons, known as Blizzard Bags or online learning. And so we are asking you to approve us to make up 3 days in that manner. Of course, we know that's not the ideal situation for learning, but it is definitely a viable option for us right now and something that we'd like you to consider. In writing this out, I wanted to make sure that everything was very clear for our teachers as to what the expectations were. We are anticipating, once you approve a board resolution, I'll be sending that immediately to the Ohio Department of Education for approval, both this and the board resolution. And we do anticipate a pretty quick turnaround. I spoke to them last week and they said they're trying to approve those just as fast as they come in. So our intention is to allow our teachers to use this Friday's early release to prepare the lessons. And they will be preparing for 2 of the 3 days this Friday. And we will be sending out 2 of the 3 days next week. On Tuesday and Wednesday, we'll be sending those out. They're due 2 weeks after that, meaning they're due the 25th and the 26th of February. The reason we decided to go ahead and send 2 was because we do have a 4-day weekend coming up, and this would be within that span. So kids would have 2 days that they were already home, planned at home to work and make up that work. But they do get a full 2 weeks to do that. So other things to note is Ohio law does define for us what the minimum school day is, and so we've instructed our teachers to plan accordingly. So our kindergarten students should be receiving 2.5 hours of work for each day to make up, and 1 through 6 receiving 5 hours of work, and 7 to 12 receiving 5.5 hours to make those minimum standards. But we've also given them some other stipulations about the work that it does get assigned. We are asking them to use their best judgment and not just send home busy work, and then to help guarantee that they'll be sending all those assignments to myself and their building principal for approval. So we won't be putting anything up on the website that hasn't been approved. All the lessons and assignments will be on the website, accessible on the website. However, all K-6 students will get paper copies. Our 7 to 9, we know, have some access with the iPads, and many of our 10 through 12th graders also. Mr. Clark has taken the step to survey the students and find out exactly who's going to need paper copies of things in addition, because we will provide paper copies if they don't have that access in their home. So that's what this paper is overviewing for you, and I am happy to answer any questions.
Karen, on the lessons for the special subject areas?
Yes, special education areas or for like art and music?
Well, the ones for music, art, technology, and physical education.
Yes.
Are those, I mean, are we planning on doing something for that? Or is that actually a needed thing?
It actually is for some grade levels in some classes, because our snow days or our calamity days have tended to fall at the beginning of the week. Our K-3 students have missed the same special for four times, and while others have gotten it, and so there is a need for them to do a little bit. But again, that's supposed to play into the total amount of work and the grade level to be in agreement about that, and then of course myself.
And then I should ask this before I ask that question. On these blizzard bags, we can give these out at any time, correct?
That's so correct, and it can be retroactive.
If we don't miss any more time from here until the end of the school year, so what we planned originally, and we find out from the state we can get a couple extra days, any time in there, though, we can give these bags out. Does it have to be 3 days at a time, or can you give one day here for this weekend and one day for next weekend? Or
the way we wrote this was to give 2 days next week. Because
for the 4-day weekend.
For the 4-day weekend, even though they'd still have 2 weeks. And then we would save the third day till March to give it till then.
But
yeah.
There is no set time they have to be done. They don't have to be done in...
From the time we assign them, they have exactly two weeks. And that's in the Ohio Revised Code.
Yeah. I'm a little confused as to how they're going to set up these lessons. If these are for... And I understand that the lessons are... makeups for 27, 28, and 29.
Right.
But obviously we've moved past those days. Hopefully the teachers have covered that. What will they be covering in these blizzard bags?
Okay. In most cases and some teachers have already started to send me things to get my feedback on. So in most cases what I'm seeing are extensions of things that they're doing in the classroom right now. A lot of reading and responding to subject specific articles, especially at the like 7-12 range. In the elementary, you're going to see more of it practice through extension. It won't be a situation where parents are expected to sit down and have to teach a lesson for those elementary students. However, at our junior high and high school, there may be some online lessons that students are doing. But really, it's a matter of not making up those 3 days specifically,
right,
although we have to identify which days we're making up, but making up that time.
Right. How are they going to be graded on this? How are you going to determine that they've completed all of these?
The
lessons?
Teachers are going to grade assignments as they normally would. And students who do not complete the assignments will receive zeros or failing grades, or maybe half credit depending on how much. But that's
so
as the teacher normally would.
There will be specific assignments that they will be required to complete out of the blizzard bags and turn in.
Yes,
okay.
And yes, and when the lessons, any lesson I've seen so far for like an online lesson is accompanied by an assignment. So we will know if they've completed something or not. They'll have something to actually turn in, whether it's electronically or a paper version, but they'll have that to turn in. The other thing that the Ohio Revised Code allows for, which we've included in our plan, is students who do not turn in anything, they can also be given an absence, an unexcused absence for that for a day as well.
One other thing I'd like to ask for the future, can we get something like this implemented so we already know next year?
Yes,
and
we
even
can.
If we don't, we already know, we can put this in and
yeah, we can do that in, I believe it's May or June that they'll start accepting those for next school year.
Are only 3 days allowed in the blizzard bags? Or
only 3 days are allowed. It's
okay.
Up to 3 days. Unless, of course, they come back later. We have 10 more snow days or something and they make some more. You know, don't say that, but it could, you know, we're only in the first week of February.
is there an opportunity for the students to contact or email the teacher if they have a question regarding those plans?
Yes, and really, our students, our junior high and high school students are very much in contact with their teachers through email anyway. And our teachers are often responding on the weekends or in the evenings to questions that they get. So yes, they'll be able to contact them. Another option is students who don't have computer capabilities at home can be given time within that 2 weeks at school to address some of those areas.
And even the children with internet access, they could address anything
absolutely,
they have during the school day.
At any point, yes, at any point they could address those questions. And actually that was part of the reasoning of us making the assignments Tuesday, Wednesday assignments, because then before they go home for that weekend, we still have a day buffer in there for answering any questions or things like that that may happen. It's also a buffer in case we were to have another calamity day or,
Sheriff, I might just add a comment. The board does have the option, if a student doesn't turn that assignment in, the board does have an option whether you're going to count that as an absent day or that's in the law, but it's the local decision what direction you want to go. I just want to be sure they understood
that. Yeah. Thank you for taking the time to come in this evening.
I might add, Karen has done, obviously she's laid this out pretty good, and even the teachers were amazed at the organization and the time, so there's no misunderstanding when something's due, this will be given to the student, and I'm sure some kids will sidestep it, so we'll have to deal with that when it comes. But we think it has some merit in lieu of the 12 days, so we're just trying to do all we can.
You know, I do want to point out, you had asked about grading and things like that. Day one and day two will be part of the third quarter's grades, but day three won't go till fourth quarter because that due date is our last week of the quarter, and so just with the anticipation of grading and things like that.
Okay. You guys got anything else on that? Madam President, I make a motion upon recommendation of the Superintendent. Board of Education approved the resolution adopting a Calamity Day alternative makeup plan as presented.
Second.
I'll second.
Call roll, please.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Dodds?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Madam President, I make the motion that we adjourn at 20 after 6.
Second.
Second.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mr. Dodds?
Yes.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Do you have any more minutes?